USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is fighting the protective order in his election interference case.
The Department of Justice filed for the order asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case after the former president posted, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's lawyers claim it violates the First Amendment and politicians are already using his case to raise money. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon. I'm Brian Shook.
Several Gold Star family members still want answers since the botched pullout from Afghanistan. Darren Hoover lost his son and accuses the Biden administration of taking a sick victory lap.
To say that they're satisfied with the withdrawal of our troops is nothing short of disgusting and ignorant.
A group of family members shared testimony Monday at a congressional forum in California. They say they still don't know what occurred at the Kabul airport where 13 service members were killed. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott holding a second ceremonial signing of a bill to ban transgender athletes from competing in women's sports.
We're here because women's sports are threatened across the entire country.
Monday's ceremony was at the Texas Women's Hall of Fame near Dallas. But a video platform that became a staple for business use during COVID is now telling its employees to return to work in person.
There's a good chance you had a Zoom meeting while working from home during the pandemic, but now Zoom is telling its employees they have to go back to the office. A spokesperson for Zoom said the company believes a structured hybrid approach would be the most effective for its employees. Workers who live close to an office will be required to work on-site to interact with their teams. Zoom became the way people help meetings while working from home during the height of the pandemic. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
The U.S. is helping Americans leave Niger amid a military takeover of that African country. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Monday more than 100 U.S. citizens have evacuated from the country, many of them taken out last week. Tyson Foods is shutting down 4 more U.S. chicken plants.
The Arkansas-based company said it's hurt by falling chicken and pork prices as well as the reduced demand for beef products. The company is also struggling with declining profits. Experts say some consumers are looking for lower cost protein alternatives because of inflation. The company has also been cutting jobs and closing certain chicken processing units in order to keep costs under control. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The cousin of the Uvalde, Texas school shooters under arrest for allegedly making terroristic threats. Nathan Cruz reportedly told his sister that he wanted to pull off a mass shooting, too. She went to the San Antonio cops who took him into custody. A copy of the arrest warrant says Cruz was drunk at the time, but his family was concerned because he lives near an elementary school. On a lighter note, President Biden's cracking jokes about his age. While hosting World Series champions the Houston Astros at the White House Monday, Biden made the joke while praising team manager Dusty Baker.
Dusty, it wasn't easy. People counted you out saying you're past your prime. Hell, I know something about that.
Biden's faced questions over whether he's fit to serve as he seeks re-election at the age of 80. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.